Now, once we have the result for truncating one state, then we can do the truncation on the reduced order realization, okay, by truncating one more state again, okay, and keep doing that, then we can truncate to the R state as we want it. But in each step, we can see that the error is no more than 2 times of sigma R plus 1. Then, of course, if you want to truncate to from G to GR, then you see that the error is going to be no more than the summation of all those errors caused by in each step. So that's exactly 2 times of sigma R plus 1 to sigma N. And that's the desired upbound we want to prove.